Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Holy smokes, it's Monday here on the show. And we got a lot to talk about. Since everybody is asking, as of right now, 3:06 Eastern on Monday, yes, WWE is still going to Saudi Arabia. We will see what happens, because they've already been affected, as we will get to in the next segment. But as of now, it is still on for the weekend. But it is absolutely being discussed, and it might be a case where they can't go. So we're going to talk about that here on the show today, as well as all of the rest of the news. It was a busy weekend, the SmackDown show building up what may or may not be in Saudi Arabia. We had a Collision show, which I went to in Seattle, and there is a Dynamite and Collision taping coming up this Wednesday, which I plan to go to. We can talk about that. WWE's filed a trademark for what could be a new show. I don't know if it'll be a show on television, YouTube, what it'll even be. We'll tell you about that. An update on Buddy Matthews. The G1 Climax field is almost done. We have two more entrants still to be determined. We have the biggest AW rating in years from the Arena Mexico show this past Wednesday. New Japan has signed an Olympic gold medalist whose name will not be changed, because they're not stupid. And plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. You want a $10 Cameo? I ain't going anywhere. Add Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with Filthy Tom, Observer Live.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, us, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, man. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Do you have any flights to Saudi Arabia coming, Tom?
I do not.
Okay, well. So
nor to Qatar or Yemen. Or yeah. Anywhere in the Middle East.
I ran a tech to U.S. military base in Qatar. It's Qatar, right?
Qatar.
Anyway, short and long range, medium range missiles, all intercepted, no casualties reported. However, they have shut down all airspace. And believe it or not, this has already affected WWE because so when they have a show, obviously, they send over all of the production people in advance. And at this moment, right now, there are WWE production people at the airbase or at the airport in Qatar, and they are stuck. Airspace has been shut down. They are stuck at the airport. And there has been airspace shut down all around the area. And, The production people are literally there like, I don't know what's going on. And it is a, quote, temporary shutdown. No one obviously knows what that means. As of this exact moment, they have not canceled the show. As of this exact moment, the presumption is that everybody else who is going is going to fly out on Wednesday. So I was told that it would not be a breach of contract if WWE pulls out of this show in Saudi Arabia. I think obviously they would have to do a makeup show at some point. But right now they are proceeding as if the show must go on. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. They got to make the call by Wednesday. I mean, that's it. So that's when everyone's supposed to fly out.
Brian, Qatar is, they could drive to Riyadh from there. So they don't have to fly to get to Saudi Arabia, those production people. They could drive. Now, I know there is, I believe, an advisory for traveling in Saudi Arabia, but that's on the southern coast near Yemen. The southern,
well, it's also a warning.
Southern border. Yes.
Like, you can travel. It is not prohibited. But it is a travel warning that has been issued.
Well, Riyadh is 20 hours from drive time from that portion of Saudi Arabia. So I think what's more alarming is the fact that Iran said that they are targeting any U.S., you know, civilians in that area. So,
yeah, I
like these countries don't want to piss each other off. You know what I mean? But with having, you know, the U.S. involved like it is, I mean, you can't be too safe.
I mean, if it's me, the show's off, and you got 5 days to get another building and run the show here. I mean, I don't know. You going to wait 2 more days? I mean, I don't know this for sure, but my presumption is they have to be considering a plan B, even if they're still planning on going, because, I mean, you know, they got storylines and such that are supposed to be, like, everyone's going, why don't they just move this show? You could, but, like, they got everything. I mean, they got to figure stuff out and quick.
What's wild is that the UFC just had a show in a neighboring country this weekend as well. You know, they had their show in Azerbaijan in Baku, and that's a country that borders Iran. So TKO, you know, kind of bookended both sides of this, I guess you could say, attack on non-civilian targets in Iran.
We've got a new trademark filing that WWE has applied for. WWE Late Night. So it looks like it is filing to cover goods and services related to hosting and producing live entertainment shows and comedy performances. So this could be a continuation of the roast of WrestleMania, which, I don't know, man. That roast of WrestleMania, it's like the stuff I heard coming out of that thing. And they did everything in their power to make sure that nothing could come out. And, you know, they do that with roasts unrelated to wrestling. But it just kind of seems to me that you're rolling the dice with something like that. You're just rolling the dice. And I think it would be a bad idea to continue it, but whatever. You know, it's their thing. Stuff's going to get out is my point. Like, you can do everything in your power, but, like, one of these days something's going to get out that you don't want to get out. What's the point? Are you going to sell some tickets? How many tickets did they sell to Tony Heathcliff's thing or whatever?
Tony Hinchcliffe.
I mean, it's not like they made tons and tons of money, but, like, it could cost them tons and tons of money. Hey, I'm an old man, whatever, I don't care. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Heathcliff?
Yeah, was he
there with Riff Raff and the Cadillac Cats?
Might have been, actually. There was Riff Raff there. I mean, I can confirm that. There was definitely Riff Raff there.
The last time a late night show was good, the only time in the last 30 years anything good on late night has happened has been Conan O'Brien. So unless they have him host that show, I'm out.
Buddy Matthews progressing slower than he'd like as he recovers from his ankle injury. It's not recovering. No mobility. If I can't have mobility, I can't move properly. Once it's 3 months without healing, it becomes chronic. He said he thought he'd be back in the ring in April, and he's still out, and it is not healing well. And that sucks. That's the problem with you know, particularly ankles. Like, a lot of people, when they hurt their ankle, it's like it doesn't heal properly. You know, some people have been bothered by it for the rest of their lives. I remember I went to, and it turns out this wasn't the case, but, like, my ankle was, like, really bothering me for a long time. This was, like, probably 15 years ago. And I went to the chiropractor, Tom, and he kept adjusting my ankle. And he essentially told me, like, if you don't keep getting this thing adjusted, like, it's going to fuse. And then you're going to have no mobility. And it ended up never fusing. Maybe I got enough adjustments. I don't know. But you do not want that ankle to fuse if you are an athlete. Marty Jannetty, both of his ankles apparently just kind of fused. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Chono's got the fused ankles. You ever seen that guy? Holy smokes. Not good. So all the best to Buddy Matthews. We got the G1. So a couple of play-in matches. have concluded. Drula Maloney and Callum Newman are now in the G1. And remaining are either Oiwa and Don Fallet or Yoshihashi and Chase Owens. Those are the final two play-in matches. The G1 begins July 19th, runs through August 17th. And the blocks are Goto, Bolton, Oleg. Whoever wrote that on the front page, you got heat with me. You got it backwards. Yuya Uemura, Yota Tsuji, David Finley, Evil Sonata, Tanahashi, Callum Newman, and either Oiwa or Don Fale. B block has Phantasmo, Shota Umino. Hopefully Phantasmo's better. He had a back injury of late. Shingo, Zack Sabre Jr., Great Okan, Gabe Kidd, Ren Narita, Takeshita, Drilla Maloney, and either Yoshihashi or Chase Owens. And looking at that, I don't think a lot of people, not a lot of options for this year's winner other than Takeshita. Maybe Tanahashi if you want to tell that story. I guess Zack Sabre Jr., maybe Shingo. But, yeah. You excited for the G1 this year, Tom?
No. I'd have Tanahashi win it, and I'd have Takeshita be the champion by then. And then
Tanahashi and Takeshita at the Tokyo Dome?
He can finally get his win over Takeshita and retire with the belt.
So he's going to do the John Cena?
And then they will crown Aaron Wolf as the new champion of the world.
Aaron Wolf. We'll talk about Aaron Wolf. That's a guy that, like, you shouldn't change his name because it'd be stupid. But also, you shouldn't change his name because his name is Aaron Wolf. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So a lot of airports shut down. But it is, at this point they claim temporary. So, what does that mean? I don't know.
Well, it means not permanent.
Well, I know that, but like, how long is this going to last?
I mean, there's a lot of factors that
I know, but it's like, are they just going to sit here and just like wait it out? Well, they're still closed now. Let's see what happens during Raw. Are they open yet? Let's see if they're open by Tuesday. I don't know.
What are the other options? You know what I mean?
The other option is to cancel it right now and use Raw tonight to promote whatever building you're going to get for Saturday here in the U.S.
That's my
and
that was
sell
my
tickets.
Question.
Yes.
What options do they have? They don't have TKO is holding International Fight Week this week as well here in Vegas. So all the buildings are booked up for UFC
Performance Center
on the weekend. The Apex,
yeah,
packing 100 people to the Apex.
Do the Performance Center if you have to.
You know, I looked at tickets for Power Slap, the Power Slap event, Friday night here in Vegas. Completely sold out. Completely. The last tickets I saw, $700 a head. What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know. This person says if they cancel the event, the Saudis won't pay them. Well, yeah. Obviously.
But, I mean...
there's... Let's talk about a couple of things here. Yeah, obviously they won't get paid if they don't go. But, like, first off, you might not be able to go. That's number one. Number two, like, is it worth the money? What, they're hurting for money? They're not hurting for money. If the event gets canceled, you can run it again in 6 months or whatever if you decide you still want to continue to have this relationship. But, like... I mean, my number one concern would not be the money. I mean, they do have shareholders they have to answer to and such, but like, you know, I don't know. I don't get it sometimes. Wednesday night's Grand Slam, 736,000 viewers on TBS, a 0.21 in 18-49. And I'll just say this. You know, I'll just say this, and then I'll talk about all the great things for them about this number. The show should have just been 2 hours. I know it was like a special show, and it was a 2.5-hour show and everything like that. But like, man, that second 40 minutes, I mean, dragged this down immensely. And, you know, a lot of people, when they said their DVRs and such, the DVR didn't even record like the second half hour. And it had an overrun of the 2.5 hours. And so a lot of cable systems also didn't record the overrun. And, you know, yesterday said, well, it's not AEW's fault. And listen, I don't know whose fault it is, but like AEW plays some role in this. Like, did you have to do an overrun that would affect people's DVRs? Did you have to go 2.5 hours? It's just, this show, you guys realize the number this show would have done if it had just been a 2-hour show? But anyway, even at 2 hours and 35 minutes or whatever it ended up being, still the biggest show they've done in years. And if you add in what they likely did on Max, it was the biggest show they've done, I don't want to say ever, but in the history of AEW, it's got to be in the top five. And it was a show at Arena Mexico. And, you know, the opening segment was entirely in Spanish. There were no subtitles and barely any translation. And that still did the highest 18-34 number of the entire show. Is a cowboy out there speaking Spanish for 15 minutes. That did the highest thing on the show in 18 to 34. And the 2 hours, the two hours did great. You know, it fell a lot in the last 40 minutes as noted, but you know, it still did very well. But I think that here's what I've gotten out of this number. You should do an Arena Mexico show every year. It should be in Arena Mexico. It should, you know, feature all of the stars of Lucha doing Lucha Libre, having Lucha matches. And it should always be 2 hours with no overrun. The same goes for Dynamite. I think this is just, this is the way it should be done. Because every time you go long, I know Tony loves to go long. I know he loves overruns. I know he loves, like, more. But every time he does more, it hurts the number. Every single time. I mean, the overrun always falls on the normal show. And I think that you should just do 2 hours and get the most out of your 2 hours. But that's just me, not my show. But an excellent number.
I don't think it would have been as bad if they hadn't been forced to do 4 hours the week before. And then, you know, 2 hours one Wednesday and then 2 hours the next night sometimes. It just seems like they've had these long, long shows far too often recently. And I don't think there's anything wrong with doing an overrun, but when that becomes the norm, then it becomes an issue. And it seems like that's sort of what's happened with AEW lately.
Well, I mean,
at least time-wise, you know, I'm not going to complain about the show and the quality and what they put out there, but the shows do go long.
The thing with the overrun is that in the 90s, when you would do an overrun, I mean, there were two things. Number one, you were going head-to-head with another promotion. You wanted your show to run longer than them. You wanted to do your big thing at the end when nobody was watching the other show. So you went long. You had an overrun. And the other thing is, you know, back then, especially with WWE, you had hot shows that aired at 11 o'clock. La Femme Nikita. Everybody remembers La Femme Nikita.
Oh, boy, too, I ever.
And, like, a lot of people tuned in for La Femme Nikita, which means you had the wrestling audience, which was huge, and then you add in the audience for La Femme Nikita. So you would do an overrun, you'd get a jump on the competition, and it would add to the overall, you know, rating of the show because it would be so much higher than the rest of the show. Well, it's not 1998 anymore. I mean, the overrun, every single time, with maybe 10% of the exceptions, every single time AEW runs long, they lose viewers. And it hurts the overall number for the rest of the show. And you're supposed to have, like, a main event in that segment. And, like, if I had a promotion, I don't want to run a main event and have people tune out during it every single time. I don't want to do that. I want the most people watching my main event angle. And that doesn't happen. And I don't know, man. That's just, you know. They fell from 733 to 589 in the last, in the bonus, you know, 40 minutes of the show. You know, that's they lost 150,000 viewers over the course of that period. And, you know, prior to that, I mean, you know, the number they would have done if you would have just done two straight hours, I mean, it would have been the biggest AEW number, probably top one or two in history. So I just don't get it. I don't like the overrun. But anyway, such is life. The show peaked at, viewership-wise, Mystico and MJF, 801,000 viewers and a .23, which means, you know, if you add in Max, we're talking over a million. And, you know, I know people don't want to hear it, but it's true. This show probably did as good or better than last week's Raw. It's just how it goes. And the question is, can they maintain that? You know, I'm sure this week will be a big drop, especially because we have absolutely nothing announced for Wednesday. I'm going to the show. I have no idea who's on the show. I have no idea what's on the show. They've announced no matches. The only thing I know is that Kota Ibushi will be there. So
we can't even ask AI because that was way off.
Oh, yeah, collision. We got to do that after the break, the AI report.
Oh, no, please.
I mean, we could still ask AI. In fact, you know what? I'm going to try it right now.
No.
Yes. I'm trying to help everybody here, including Tony. I just want to help. Where's my ChatGPT? Okay.
Why don't you ask it where Night of Champions is going to take place?
But there's a lot we could ask it, but let's start with this one right here. Oops. How do I do it? There we go. Who is going to be on the AEW Dynamite show on June 25th in Kent, Washington? Let's see if it's got anything for us. What do you think? It's thinking deeply.
Doing more than I'm doing at this point. So.
Here is the advertised lineup for Dynamite and Collision. That's two shows, by the way. You know, Tony made it very clear. Two shows for the price of one ticket. The advertised lineup for Dynamite and Collision from Kent, Washington this Wednesday at the Showare Center. Return of Kota Ibushi. That's it. AI didn't even try it. It's like, that's it, buddy. That's all that's been announced.
Oh,
one man. Guy, we don't Linda even know if he's wrestling.
Linda McMahon was right. We can't trust this A1.
A1. Is that what she said?
Yes.
Really? I thought you were just making a steak sauce joke.
No.
All right. When we come back, we're going to compare what AI thought about SmackDown to what actually happened. We'll talk about SmackDown. And Tom, if you got any comments on Aaron Wolf, the 2020 Olympic gold medalist in judo at 100 kilograms. Although Dave argued the year of the Olympics this year. Although he's right, it did actually happen in 2021.
Yeah, but
that's after the break.
Call it. It's like Alton Bolleg and Bolleg Alton.
Oh, man. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom, are you excited about the debut of the Wolfman, Aaron Wolf? Ow! It's going to be awesome.
He's a cryptozoologist now.
You know what they're not going to do is change his name. They got an Olympic gold medalist, and they've decided we are going to train him, debut him, and he will be a top guy as an Olympic gold medalist. As compared to our WWE Olympic gold medalist who trained and is now best known for winning LFG in front of 80,000 people on the A&E network.
Whatever. Aaron Wolf will debut live. Actually, they are going to show his debut live on network television in Japan. So a huge coup for New Japan. The 2020 Olympic gold medalist in judo. It was the 2020 Olympics held in 2021, my friend. So a huge, huge signing for New Japan. Those of you who were alive fans back in the late 90s, early 2000s may remember a man by the name of Naoya Ogawa. I believe this is reminiscent in some ways of that. A huge signing, a national star in judo, which is a huge sport in Japan. And like I said, a huge get for New Japan. Ogawa brought in a lot of fans. He had a feud with Shinya Hashimoto. It actually led to the creation of 0-1. And his matches were always a spectacle. He ended up fighting MMA a few times. He fought in Pride. I believe he fought Fedor in the Pride Grand Prix in a losing effort. But he was a big star, a big name in Japan. And New Japan kind of looks to do the same with Aaron Wolf here. We'll see if he can follow in the steps of his, you know, masterful family member, Blue Wolf.
He's long been gone. Remember Blue Wolf?
Yes, I do remember Blue Wolf. That's why I brought him up, the brother of Asa Shiryu.
No, do you actually remember him?
Yes, I remember Blue Wolf. He was a Mongolian Bok wrestling champion.
Why do you have to be so crabby all the time, brother?
To New Japan. He was part of G-Eggs.
Are you angry because you had to watch a three-hour SmackDown again and it sucked?
I'm angry because Blue Wolf retired in 2006 and he should have been the champion. That's why I'm angry.
Well, this Wolf will surely blow down the house of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Yes, he will.
Good one.
I hate SmackDown. 3 hours is too long. It's brutal. What did AI predict for this show? You know, by the way, one thing it did predict, just to jump over my own question. Do you remember when we asked AI to predict what would happen on SmackDown? And it said that LA Knight was going to come out and be interrupted by Big E. Do you remember that? And we mocked and ridiculed it.
That is what happened.
And then, golly, LA Knight came out and it was interrupted by Paul E.
Who's quite large.
Uncanny. Uncanny.
And in AI, the AI world, LA Knight wanted a no DQ match. And what did he want?
Which is what happened here.
He wanted a fight. He wanted a match with Paul Heyman.
What did AI predict for the winners of the King of the Ring tournament, the Queen of the Ring tournament?
Oh, well, AI predicted that Randy Orton would defeat
Sami
Zayn
correct
with an RKO out of nowhere. Big surprise. It actually said Jade Cargill would defeat Stephanie Vaquer, which I don't even think is even a match.
Wait, it didn't know it was Asuka and Alexa Bliss?
No.
Huh.
No.
How about that?
And it also claimed that...
Did it claim John Cena would do a pipe bomb promo on CM Punk while he laid in rubble for 12 straight minutes?
No, it actually had the opposite of CM Punk standing over John Cena. Yeah,
this AI doesn't know, Jack. I thought this show, like this fella here on the chat who's incapable of listening asked if I hate WWE again. Do you not listen, spit take? Because that was a spitty take right there. I don't hate WWE. I hate this 3-hour show. It's too freaking long, dude. The show is too long at 3 hours. Do you understand? It's too long. And so, yeah, I hate SmackDown because it's too long. And I sit there and I watch insufferably long segments that are literally insufferably long just because the show is 3 hours. Did we need LA Knight to come out and talk for 15 minutes? 15 minutes to set up a match for later in the show, which, by the way, they didn't even advertise in that 15-minute segment. They announced it later. Only to go, like, 7 minutes with a 4-minute commercial break and a DQ finish? No, we didn't. But we watched it because the show is 3 hours long and they need to fill the time. So, yeah, I hate that. Do I hate WWE? No. But I hate watching a 3-hour show that is mostly just wasting time because the show is 3 hours. And then they didn't even give a lot of time to the matches. Asuka and Alexa, I mean, it was a nothing match with a weird moment. And then, you know, Randy and Sammy was like good for what it was for like, what, 6 minutes of TV time that we watched? And then we had a bizarre John Cena.
What was that match? What a waste.
You know what it was? It was like John Cena has been signed to appearances. So it's like we may as well have him do a match. And we'll make it a nothing match that goes 1 minute, a commercial break, 1 minute, and a DQ. Waste of time. The only good thing on the show really was his pipe bomb promo on CM Punk, which appeared designed to turn John Cena babyface and CM Punk heel. And it did in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, well, what are they going to do now if they have to move this show? If they close all the airspace and now CM Punk doesn't even have to go to Saudi Arabia, he doesn't have to fly across the world and go against his own morals to challenge John Cena. Instead, he probably gets to just do it in his own backyard of Chicago.
Well, I mean, the story isn't that he physically is or is not going. It is that he said he would never go and then gleefully agreed to go. That's the story. Doesn't matter if the show takes place or not. The guy already said, yeah, I'll go. So that's the story they're telling. They are literally telling the story that CM Punk is hated by everybody in every locker room that he's been to. He's stomped all over his friends. And he is a hypocrite who says one thing on Twitter and then does something different. That's literally the story they're telling. And John Cena is telling it, and he's getting cheered for it.
Yeah. So what Cena said is, he said he doesn't hate Punk. He hates the idea of Punk being the best in the world. He said he's not the best in the world, but he is the biggest BSer there is. He said people cheer, chant for him, but they don't believe a word he says. Then he did the infamous Claudio Castagnoli and Nemeth Brothers name drop as people that Punk had stepped on. Called him a capitalist and Mr. TKO as he stands there with the Universal title. He said Punk's tweets are strong, but his actions are weak. And if Grand Rapids is any indication, the mood is starting to change. And then held up the belt over a guy who had been laid out by one AA onto a table for 10 minutes.
Well, he did hit him with a belt twice first, and he kicked him in the yarbles. But yeah, he laid there for 10 straight minutes. 12, actually. Never got up. Yeah. What, it just stomped you down and you've given up?
Well, at that point in the show, I had given up because, like you said, the match before was Bronson Reed and LA Knight, which, you know, they wrestled. They were doing some stuff. And then we got the great, great traditional DQ finish of, hey, some guys are just going to run in.
Hate it.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
And then we got a non-finish in Killings and Cena, which, whatever.
I don't mind.
There was no good wrestling on this show. Aleister Black and Kit Wilson didn't even happen.
No.
Charlotte and Chelsea was a DQ when the Hervis just ran in. So we had one match on the show. Is that what happened? Alexa Bliss and Asuka? That was it?
You know, the other day we had a guy call in, and I don't know if he called or emailed, but he asked if, like, the bloom was off the rose with Triple H in his booking. And I said no, you know, at the time, because they are doing, like, tremendous business still, and, like, the place goes nuts for everything. But, like, this was a show, and the length was part of it. But this was a show that when it was over, it sort of was like, what is this guy doing? Because if we look at it, like, one segment at a time, it's like, well, Asuka and Alexa Bliss was just, and they're just tournament matches or whatever. But R-Truth is back. And he's, like, nothing like what he was when the people wanted him back. He was, like, a silly comedy guy. He got fired. The people were upset because a silly comedy guy got fired. So now they bring him back as a serious guy. And, like, who wants to see serious Truth? And apparently he's just coming back to feud with Aleister Black. And then, you know, we have this, you know, the finals of the King of the Ring, the semifinals. It's all baby faces. Like, they don't want... they don't want Cody booed, but literally every match they're putting him in position to be booed. We have Charlotte Flair, who everybody hates, you know. Alexa, who's supposed to be a babyface, wants to be friends with Charlotte for reasons, like, the best reason they've come up with is they were friends in NXT. Do you guys remember when they were friends in NXT? It was freaking 2014. It's 2025 now. Like, what? So this doesn't make any sense. Chelsea is cheered by everybody, but she's like, a heel.
That'd be like if you brought back Todd Martin.
Which I would.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, that's how long ago that was.
Solo. I mean, Solo's the only, like, hot star, it feels like, on this show. Like, new hot star. And then, you know... Bronson and LA Knight, just a total crap finish. John Cena and Ron Killing sucked. And then, dude, oh my God. I know his gimmick is the best in the world, but if Phil Brooks were on this show and was like just going to be honest and tell his true feelings, he would tell you that he's in his mid-40s and he can't, I mean, he was never a great athlete to start with. And now he's in his 40s. Bro, him and John Cena, that brawl they had, they're having a match together? Like a wrestling match? This could be horrible. Like, I'm talking really, really, really bad. And I'm not even blaming Punk. My point is, like, Punk isn't, like, in... He ain't carrying John Cena to a good match, okay? He's just not. The closest anybody has come to carrying this John Cena to a good match is Randy Orton. And CM Punk is not Randy Orton in the ring. Like, I don't know, man. I like the promo, I guess. I mean...
It depends what purpose it's.
I know, I mean...
Right? It's a good promo, it's sure, a good but promo. Not if you're a heel who's supposed to have the crowd hate him. And then he's out at Fanatics Fan Fest going crazy, running around... Like he's the biggest baby face you've ever seen.
I'm going to give my theory about this promo after the break. It'll be quick because it's a short segment. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So here's what I can figure here. So as some of you probably know, Dwayne wanted to turn Cody heel, okay? And Cody was like, I'm not turning heel. That's why John Cena ended up turning heel. And we've got this Cena heel run, okay? The Cena heel run is not working, okay? Like, the promos suck because there's no reason for him to have turned heel. He's on his retirement tour, in which he shouldn't even be a heel. As a human being and a worker and, like, someone all beat up, he shouldn't be playing the role of a heel because it requires him to take far more bumps, and it's just not conducive to him having good matches. And, like, the people don't want to boo him. So, if Cody isn't turning heel and John Cena isn't going to be heel much longer, he just can't be, okay? Well, if it's not going to be Cody and it's not going to be Cena, well, who's it going to be? You can't say Seth because that's a totally different thing entirely, okay? He's a top heel over there. I'm talking if John Cena on SmackDown, Cody Rhodes on SmackDown, if they're not going to be heels, well, who's your heel? Well, I think it's going to be Punk. I think this whole thing is set up to do a double turn with John Cena and CM Punk. John Cena goes babyface, CM Punk goes heel, Cody's still a babyface. Seth is the other top heel, and away we go. I mean, I can't think of any other reason why you would do this promo and go so hard on the fact that this guy's a hypocrite. I don't know. Could be wrong. That's what I think. Any final thoughts, Tom?
Good synopsis.
Thanks, brother. I'll see you Wednesday, right?
Perhaps.
See y'all next time.
You never know
everybody.
What the future holds.
Wrestling Observer Live.